From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, January 12th. Coming up, the president of the University of Illinois system is stepping down once his contract expires next year. We'll bring you a conversation with Tim Killeen about why he's leaving and his plans for the future. But first, these headlines. Illinois could lose $1 billion in federal funding for child care and other social services. And Attorney General Kwame Raoul is once again in court with four other Democratic-led states trying to fight the latest funding freeze. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says Illinois is fraudulently using federal money to provide child care to non-citizens. Raoul calls the claim baseless.
If the president was serious about rooting out fraud, his administration would be investing more resources in partnering with states and supporting states' efforts to root out fraud and abuse. But the real motivation behind this action is to punish Democrat-led states.
HHS also wants the state to turn over documents that include residents' personal information. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Champaign-Urbana residents joined a nationwide movement yesterday to call out recent shootings by federal immigration officers. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
There's some markers.
Around 200 drivers decorate their cars outside the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. They're preparing to drive in a caravan together to Champaign as a form of protest. Liz Steinmaro is a member of one of the organizing groups, Indivisible. She says it was terrifying to watch the video of ICE agents shooting Renee Good in Minneapolis last week.
People that normally would just not get involved in politics are coming out because this is just such a moment. This is just a horrible moment, and we're going to respond. We're not going to let this happen.
She says political science research is clear. If a certain percentage of citizens stay engaged, they can overturn an autocracy, like what she sees in the Trump administration. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
Between University Avenue and Main Street in Champaign, Chestnut Street bears the name Honorary Brandon Hardway Drive. The street honors a beloved community member and former manager of Poor Brothers Tap Room. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means has more.
Born and raised in Champaign, Brandon Hardway was most known for his friendly personality and being the face of Poor Brothers. He was fatally shot outside of Poor Brothers in 2024. Brandon's wife, Erin Hardway, says he was a selfless and generous person. She started a project where she created rubber bracelets with the message, "Love like Brandon," to hand out to community members.
He loved you hard. If you're one of his people, you were in his life for forever. He was funny, very outgoing. He made friends everywhere. And he touched lives that I didn't even know about.
One of Brandon's best friends, Kyle Richards, says the bracelets represent who Brandon was.
He was a person that loved real big and loved everybody. He didn't take any injustice. No racism or sexism or anything like that was welcome in the bar while he was there.
Erin Hardway says she made the effort to dedicate the street to Brandon as a way to keep his memory alive. I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
You can find more stories about Champaign's honorary streets at ipmnewsroom.org. Coming up, a conversation with the president of the University of Illinois system, who is stepping down once his contract expires next year. That story is coming up, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high of 45 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 50 degrees and a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 30 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, cloudy and blustery with a chance of rain or snow showers and a high of 37 degrees, with a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, from Chief Illiniwek to high school gyms, Native American mascots remain a flashpoint in American sports. We'll talk with Harvard psychologist Joseph Gaughan, a University of Illinois alum and a member of a Montana tribal nation, about the science and the stakes. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Tim Killeen has led the system of the Springfield, Chicago, and Urbana-Champaign universities for over a decade. IPM's Emily Hayes sat down with him to discuss why he's leaving and ask him to reflect on his legacy.
Why have you decided to leave your role as president of the University of Illinois system next year?
It's not immediate, as you know. I have had three contracts from the board. My first contract was 5 years. I served that. My next contract was 4 years. So this contract is 3 years, and it ends on the 30th of June of 2027. So that will be a 12-year term. And obviously, thinking this through, when is the right time to clarify to everybody at the university that there's going to be a transition and make that as graceful and as seamless and as orderly and frankly, as classy as I could, you know, manage, because you know these things sometimes are appear to be crisis-driven, etc. So I felt that it was time to clarify that this would be my last. And obviously, I've talked to my wife extensively about this, and lots of family considerations as well as everything else. But at some point, it's time to move on and to, you know, what I hope I feel like I've accomplished, and I think other people feel the same way, is there's a lot of momentum.
What are your plans for after your term ends in 2027?
Frankly, I don't think I'm retirement material, so I'm going to have to keep contributing. I've got a lot of energy. There's many things I feel passionate about, particularly for the youth, you know, making sure there's hope and aspiration and opportunity and affordable access to pathways that can be beneficial for communities and for families and for individual students. That's, you know, I'm an educator. That's what I've been. So I anticipate I will be still involved in something that I feel is important in terms of contributions. Now, it may not be in the leadership of a massive, you know, multi-million-dollar entity like this, but it will be something that I think, and I'm obviously thinking that through. Mm. But there'll be time for that as well. Yeah. Mm. So I don't have a very clear answer to that. There's nothing I'm leaving this for. This has been a great honor to be in this job.
Enrollment in the U of I system has grown since you took office in 2015, including of underrepresented minority students. You also led the system through the COVID-19 pandemic. And I just wanted you to pick one pet project that describes your approach as president.
The fact that we have worked together as a team to create avenues and pathways to world-class educational opportunities at an affordable price with access. And the growth in enrollment is a signal that that's worked well. We kept our costs down. And that has not been easy, Emily, as you might imagine. We've had budget impasses. We've had all kinds of things. But we have made inroads in giving, you know, more than 100,000 students now have access to this kind of high-caliber world-class educational outcomes, and they graduate and they go on to raise families and have jobs, and so it's a major contribution.
So the Board of Trustees will begin searching soon for the new U of I system president. Do you have any hopes or aspirations for your successor, or qualities that you think would help them succeed?
It's a complex job, and there are days when it's a hard job, but very meaningful. It's never boring. I really feel that the new leader should be what I would like to think call a servant leader, somebody who's committed to the essential mission that we exemplify. You know, we call it shorthand the land grant mission, but lifting society, serving society at scale, creating new knowledge, disseminating new knowledge, in ways that are authentic and important and, you know, with excellence.
All right. Thank you. I've been speaking with University of Illinois System President Tim Killeen. Thank you for talking with me.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Kimberly Schofield. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Emily Hayes, and Juliana Means. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.